Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Stage on Blog Talk Radio. Today is Thursday, June 7th, 2012. My name is Sally Bethel. I'll be hosting the show tonight, and my co-host is Charlie Klein. Tonight we're just going to have a general roundtable discussion, so please call in with anything you want to discuss today, the issues of the day, any events that your group is doing to help change the way our country is going to take back America. So please feel free to just call in and talk about anything you might be thinking about today. The number is 347-857-4364. That's 347-857-4364. And make sure you press 1 to be placed in the queue to speak on the air. We see that you press 1. We know you want to talk to everybody out there, and we will get to you. Here at American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, it's all about duty, honor, and country. We're not here trying to make money off of anybody. We're not here seeking anything but the truth and to deal with the problems facing our country. We've been disenfranchised by the whole process, by what the electoral process has become, the corrupt elections, the corrupt public servants that we have, people who are serving their own needs, totally trashing our Constitution, trashing our rights, and that's why we're here. There's no commercials on the show, as you will see, or you know, for those of you who follow us all the time. And we do that because, again, this is a forum for us, for the people, to speak and to share information. We know that you can't depend on the news media. They're so slanted in their reporting. And you definitely can't trust the foxes guarding the hen house that's in public office today. And so we're here trying to bring other American patriots together to help make a difference for the future. And, you know, there's so many things going on today, and there's so many things we need to be concerned about. It's so important for every American to be engaged in the discussion, to be involved in what's going on, and to be proactive in protecting their rights. Nobody else is going to do it. You cannot believe or just give your faith into those who are in office to do their job. We see this time and time again. And the other thing, you know, I want to go to Charlie here in just a minute, but, you know, there's just a lot of things going on today. And we know we had the big election with in Wisconsin where the governor, well, Walker, he stays in office. He didn't get fired, didn't get recalled. And how many things that meant to us that people are truly engaged in what's going on and saying enough is enough, saying the reckless spending is enough. And here in Florida, there's so much corruption in Tallahassee, Florida. There is so much corruption. These people don't serve our needs. They serve themselves. And they build a process that totally protects and insulates them against our rights. And they're violating the most basic rights. They're violating the most basic oath of office, and they're also violating their fiduciary laws. And we need to get into what that really means. We've talked about it some on one of the other shows, but today I got an email in reference to what a representative was doing. And Funrail, we call it Scamrail here on American Statesman Blog Talk Radio. You know, the leader of Scamrail is John Micah. Yeah, I've been listening to some of his stupid commercials lately, and I mean, there can be no bigger rhino than John Micah. There really isn't. He has done so much that's a negative that he can jump up and down and pretend he cares about GSA wasting money. But he is a bigger pork spinner than that guy we dreamed of being. And at the same time, and the reason I'm mentioning that is because of Scamrail. This issue came up in one of the emails I got. And it's apparently it's Representative Scott Precourt, who has conveniently, also a Republican, so-called conservative, who promoted Funrail. But now apparently there's a deal for Funrail, Scamrail, with Precourt Solutions, which apparently is either his company or a relative company or something. I'm trying to find out more about it. But the total conflict of interest. These people keep selling us out, and we're going to need to take them. We need to have a civil action against these people. And so I really want to put it out there that we need to take the civil action. We need to have a class action suit that is statewide. And you know what? If we all come together on this, make this a statewide issue against Tallahassee, Florida, and of course the locals. But you know, we're gonna go after Tallahassee and stop the nonsense that's going on. We won't need to worry about the finances. There's going to be enough people involved that we'll all be able to share the expense of taking a civil action against these people, and we'll stop SunRail, ScamRail, and these kind of things. But, you know, we're going to have to do something. These people are going to keep ripping us off, abusing us, stabbing us in the back, as long as we stand here and let them do it. And they're not going to stop unless we take action. And it's sad. It's really sad. And, you know, when it comes to Florida, you know, there was something, I think it was just yesterday, that I heard something that Florida is like one of the highest, is considered one of the worst when it comes to corruption in government in this country. And that's pretty bad. But I believe it. But that's pretty bad. And we've just got to do something. Let's see. The other thing I was going to mention real quick, and then like I said, I'm going to go to Charlie, get him in this discussion, is we constantly hear about the VP, who's going to be Romney's VP, which, of course, I couldn't care less because I'm not voting for Romney. I have no intentions of voting for him. But the governor from Louisiana, Jindal, apparently now they're talking about him. And he, you know, I've always liked what he did. You know, he seemed to be, especially when they had the hurricane and everything. And, you know, I have nothing against the guy. I don't have anything to criticize him on his performance that way. However, it's my understanding that neither of his parents are born here in the U.S. either. So I don't think he's qualified. I don't think he's eligible to be the president of the United States. And if you're not eligible to be the president, you're not eligible to be the vice president. They kind of go hand in hand. So why do they keep going after these people who are not eligible, all because they're trying to go for some minority vote kind of thing or whatever it is, the games they play at the expense of trashing the Constitution? And I don't see how he's eligible to be the vice president. So I don't even know why they're talking to him about it or why his name is coming up in there, except for the fact that these people have no respect for the Constitution. And just like at the Bilderberg event that was just going on this past week, which we've still never heard anything in the media from, is this overthrow of this country. The people who are in office today are literally destroying this country. They're the ones taking the country down. Forget Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is not the one to fear. It's these people who are in public office today that are destroying our country. And it's up to us to do something about it. So on that note, let me go ahead and get Charlie involved here. Hey, Charlie, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How's everything going?
Oh, well, so far so good. Another day. It's been another rainy day here in Orlando, as you well know, which has actually been good for me because I've done all sorts of yard work, and my plants needed all the rain, so I'm happy about that part.
Got good
so
news.
So what else are you up to?
Well, we got good news. Keith Flaw called me and said that there's a lot of people starting to back, what is it, Byron Flaw, Daniels?
Donald.
Donald.
Byron Donald.
Byron Donald, and he's in District 19, isn't he? Down in Naples area in that?
It was the old District 14 that's now District 19, correct.
Right, right. Okay, because of the stupid gerrymandering. But anyway,
Right. Anyway,
good news is that a lot of people from across the state want to get behind this guy. And so Keith called us and asked for see what we could do. But the good news is that other people, they want to reach out to others to help him raise some funds and all this type of thing, because I think he is going to be a true statesman for the people to actually see what it's like to have somebody who works for we the people instead of those the corrupting influence of the lobbyists and special interests. Because those are the ones that are causing our country to go down the tube, the special interests. When they pay more, when they pay all of these, make these donations to our elected officials, then our elected officials grant them these various contracts. We know, we the people that are involved in politics, we know that those contracts are inflated to the tune where all of those donations are more than covered so that they can make donations every 2 years. Because they may not get another contract for another 5 or 6 years. So, you know, 2 or 3 election cycles can go by. So they have to have an awful lot of profit in those contracts so that they can take care of the greedy, wannabe-rich elected officials. But anyway, good things are happening, ladies and gentlemen. Sally has a doom and gloom, which she is very excellent at giving out, and she is very honest about it, too. So let me give you some hope if you get off your butts and off the couch and get over to your computer and you start communicating with your friends called the email. And if you don't want to miss out on your sitcoms, put the computer in your living room for the time that you're going to be watching the sitcoms, or get a remote thing so that you can work from a laptop. I mean, they've got these keyboards now for like about $30, $40 that you could actually sit on your lap and have your computer in another room. And you can send all the emails you want. Your spelling might be a little bit screwed up, but that's okay. Anyway, in case we went over this before, I want to say it again. The fiduciary responsibility, do you know what that is? In case you haven't heard it, fiduciary responsibility is when an attorney promises to do a good job for you, and then they work for the other party, and you find out that they're working for the other party, and you get nothing. He's happy as he or she is happy going to the bank because they really flubbed the dub and didn't do anything for you except gave you a lot of mouth and cost you a lot of injury, more injury, the fact that you now have medical bills or whatever. That's violating their fiduciary responsibility to represent you.
But
and when that happens, yes, hold on. Yeah. When that happens, yeah, go ahead. What do you got?
Okay. Now, I was just going to say, clarifying the fiduciary, that is the person that's the fiduciary, there's like the two parties, the fiduciary and then the principal. The
right.
fiduciary would be the agent, whoever's acting on your behalf of somebody else. It doesn't necessarily have to be an attorney. You don't want people to think we're saying
I'm using that as an example, Sally.
Yeah, exactly. Just for those who are listening who haven't listened
right.
to some of the other shows.
Right. Okay. The fiduciary is a person who represents you. You are the principal. In other words, we the people are the principal in this case that I'm bringing up regarding fiduciary responsibility. And guess who the agents are? The agents are those you elect into any office or who are appointed to any office by those who you elect into office. Those are the fiduciary agents who are responsible for doing what you want them to do. And when they fail to do what you want them to do, they are in violation of their fiduciary responsibility, and therefore they come fall under what is called now the breach of fiduciary duty. So when we the people said no to the rail systems here in Central Florida, and 7 members of the Orange County commissioners under Mayor Rich Crotty, Teresa Jacobs making the motion, and the other 5 followers who had their nose rings yanked by the mayor and by Teresa to make sure that they voted yes for it, all fell into the category of breaching the fiduciary responsibility to we the people. Because now what they did was they voted $44 million more to study rail systems when we the people said at a ballot box no to the rail system that was located in Mobility 2020. And for Bill Cowles, how would you say, a warning to Bill Cowles? I am sure that Bill Cowles and his establishment there do have all of the proper papers intact and with the proper summary to the Mobility 2020 that so indicated it would be for rail systems also. But in any event, 3 times we the people said no to rail systems. We said no to the high-speed rail system. We just don't want our commuter rail system because we know that Tri-Rail costs us an arm and a leg. and it's still costing us an arm and a leg. And this 61-mile train to nowhere called a Michael train, they call it Sunrail, is going to be a train that's not going to pay for itself, but it's going to raise your taxes and your fees. Because they are not thinking about you, they're thinking about their builder friends, because they don't have any vision on how to keep the builders working for the future of this great country. So they're trying to rip us off on something that we don't want. Over 1,000 jobs could be made with a bus system that's proper and good for this country and for this state. Maybe 2,000 jobs or even 3,000 jobs to properly transport people so they can leave their cars at home. The train system will not do that for us. So getting back to this fiduciary breach, we said no to the rail system. Not only did they violate their fiduciary duties to we the people, they've also violated the Constitution of the United States. They have made an attempt to overthrow the sovereign, telling us that our vote is no good. But let me tell you what the remedy is so that you can all start looking and counting for ways to get something back. And I'm going to read you this, and it's from Black's Law Dictionary that you should be able to get through the Internet. When found guilty of breach, a fiduciary, the elected official, the appointed official, must return to the principal being we the people, the taxpayers, the benefits gained, such as their pay, their benefits, and profits obtained as a result of the relationship. And then also, compensatory damages are also available. So this means that in this regard, if found guilty of this fiduciary breach, which I'm not just referring to the one item, I'm talking about any item that we the people did not want, such as the arena, if the arena costs us any money, such as the Performing Arts Center, if that costs us money, we the taxpayers' money, and we didn't want it. And now the Citrus Bowl. If we would rather build a new bowl instead of renovating the old bowl, all the money that's going in for the renovation is not approved by we the people, the taxpayers. It's like Teresa Jacobs and Rich Crotty and former Mayor Rich Crotty and Buddy Dyer and all the commissioners, with the exception of Phil Diamond, seem to think that you have an open pocket, an open purse to pay for all of these things, and so therefore they're just going to dip into your money and get you to pay for it. Well, that's not the way the law is. They are not above the law. Some of them may think they can make the law, but the law is made by Congress, and it is upheld by the Constitution when it is a proper law. When it is not a proper law, it is unconstitutional. And therefore, a breach of fiduciary, you should not have to pay a darn dime for any of the venues that Mayor Buddy Dyer voted for. Now remember, Phil Diamond will not fall into this category because he has failed to violate the constituents. He has really made sure that he always voted no on expenditures that the people were not interested in. And therefore, the three venues are really at Buddy Dyer's and Teresa Jacobs and Mayor Crotty and all of those commissioners' pockets. So, getting back and making this nice and sweet and short, the fiduciary responsibility of the elected officials is to represent we the people, the taxpayers. When they fail to do that, they are in breach of their fiduciary duty, and then therefore they are subject to this kind of punishment. Which means, if you forgot about it, I do believe that there was a land deal down south where the mayor of Orange County, and he's the only one that I ever heard of, made a $112,000 profit in 1 year on a piece of property that he heard about from one of the builders who does business with Orange County. Now, why on earth would a mayor make $112,000 profit while sitting in a seat representing we the people, and we didn't get any of that money? Now, to me, that seems to me like that is a breach of fiduciary responsibility. I would say that that may even fall under something like even much worse, but I think the FBI would have to investigate that, which is what we were requesting in our complaint. I'm just wondering how many other people enjoy being ripped off by our elected officials. As American Statesman, you can help stop that because when you go to AmericanStatesman.org, click on to the different organizations that we are backing, and you will find ways on how you can become part of taking back America for the good of all Americans and in honor of our troops and in honor of the 1.2 million plus brave men and women who died for your freedom. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, watch your sitcoms, but get in your computer and talk to your friends and send them We the People versus the Ballot Box Establishment and get behind it. Get behind it full form. Do not delay. This is your country. Do not let the United Nations take it away from you. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we have had and still have people, elected people, who seem to believe that the United States of America should be involved with the United Nations to where we no longer are a sovereign country. They think that they can get rich by joining the other countries and taking our rights away through them. It's all in the writings. So, ladies and gentlemen, We the People versus the Ballot Box Establishment is designed for this great country and in honor of those who died for our country so that we could be a free people. If you don't want to have the freedom, then continue to do nothing. And so help me, I'm at 77. How are your grandkids going to look at you when all of a sudden they find out that there's no TV, no radio, and no bikes, and they just go to work 12 hours a day like in the old days? You don't think it's possible? It is very possible, because those who work will get to enjoy things. Those who don't work won't get anything. So, ladies and gentlemen, read up on fiduciary responsibility yourself. It's in the Black's Law Dictionary. And then go to other dictionaries and see what fiduciary means and responsibility. Because you have a lot of elected officials who are violating their fiduciary responsibility to we the people. That is what Sally and I are working on, and that's what a bunch of other people are working on. And we also have people working on Agenda 21 to bring it down. And how about the National Defense Authorization Act that your wonderful elected officials voted for? The National Defense Authorization Fund that takes away your rights and makes you subject to arrest. Something that was never thought to occur in this country after the Constitution was written. But so help us, we have totally, totally dishonest, corrupt scumbags in office who are willing to jeopardize your freedoms for their power. Back to you, Sally.
Well, you said an awful lot, and every bit of it's true. And this piece about the fiduciary responsibility that they have, this one here in Florida, you need to go look at Representative Steve Precourt. And what I have, the information that's been given to me, and I'm out there trying to do some additional verification, but everybody can go check on it too, is that conflict of interest in voting for SunRail and also owning Precourt Solutions, Inc., which has been awarded contracts for SunRail. This is the breach to the max. This by itself, to go after this one individual by himself, we have the cause to take this down. There is absolutely no reason why the state of Florida should be doing any business with Precourt Solutions, Inc. for SunRail that this person voted on. And that's the same thing here in the Orlando-Orange County Expressway Authority. They have Scott Batterson on there voting for Wekiva Parkway when, in fact, he's an investor in Wekiva Parkway. These are all breaches. And you know,
what about Alan Keene?
Well, Alan Keene, too. And I mean, it's across the board. All the various things, the dealing that Crotty was doing, Crooked Crotty and his deals with the landowners, the developers, they're in bed with these developers big time, and they go and sell land back and forth and play these different games, buy up land that's undeveloped, and then sell it back to their friend at the state, and then they get mega bucks. And it's you and I, the taxpayers, who are paying the bill. And, you know, when Charlie was talking about the fact that we voted against SunRail, ScamRail, high-speed ScamRail, these various things we voted against, when it came to the venues here in Orlando, they literally refused to put it on a public referendum because they knew we would vote against it. So they voted, they intentionally violated the will of the people. They said, we're not going to do what you want, we're going to do what we want. And not only is it that they went against the will of the people, it's to the detriment because we can't afford it. We're bankrupt. How can these people possibly be spending this kind of money when we're bankrupt? It's two levels here. To go against the will, to not be acting in the best interest of the people as to what we said we wanted and what we approved of. But they are literally taking us in the ground with the fiscal recklessness that they have. So we need to go after each one of these people. Make sure that they don't get paid again from us, that we go after the monies that they have benefited from through their corrupt and self-serving actions, and to make sure they don't get a pension. We're going to go after every dime because they have ripped us off big time. They think that it's okay to sacrifice us, sacrifice our financial well-being for themselves. And this goes with good old John Micah, too. You know,
yep.
John Micah, he's in Congress, but it's still the same thing. Total breach of their duties, and
right.
We need to go after them. Yeah.
You know, something else, too, Sally. I recall that Precourt was involved in something some time ago when he was in the state legislature. He's now in the Senate, isn't he? Or in the Congress?
No, I thought he was still in the House, but I can double-check that real quick.
Still in the House, because there was something else that he was trying to push through at one time, that if I'm not mistaken, he was advocate for reducing our rights, the rights of the people in regards to the ballot box or something like that, either something to do with more petitions or whatever. And there's something else that...
He's a Republican House, Florida House representative for parts of Lake Orange and Osceola County.
Okay, and he's involved in that business, and he vote.
Yeah.
Okay, then all right. Even if he didn't vote for the SunRail, he was still in there, probably pushing it, but didn't want to vote for it because that way his name wouldn't come up as a conflict of interest. However, because he is in the House, he would naturally be a complete suspect for pushing it to get passed so that he could get his hands on in the till of the people.
So, well, it says here that he voted for SunRail. So he voted as a conflict of interest in voting for SunRail,
right,
and also owning Precourt Solutions, Inc., which had been awarded contracts for SunRail work. So definitely, we've got him on several grounds there.
Definitely, because you are not. If you are an agent of the people in an elected position, you or anybody in your family is not entitled to any taxpayer money, because you are, that is a conflict of interest, which means you would vote for something against the will of the people. Therefore, you are not representing the people anymore. You are representing your family. That is ground. That is actually grounds for, that's a felony. Or it's going to be a felony.
Well, yeah, and you know, we can't reelect these people. We've got to get them out of office, and we've got to go after them. I don't know how many ways to stress it, and you know, it's like everybody's out there. When we talk to people, how many people truly disagree with what we're saying right now? But how many people will turn off the TV and do something? That's the bad part. As long as people are going to sit on the sidelines, It's hopeless, and yet everybody will be out there complaining about what's going on.
Fortunately, Sally, with all the things that we're doing with our complaint, it is now getting out there more and more and more. And as long as people start that are involved, they're spreading it out more and more. More and more people are hearing about We the People versus the ballot box establishment. What Gary did was fantastic, because I now sent it down to the person I know in South Florida that I talked to you about, and I copied you in on it, that you responded thanking Gary for what he sent. And I sent that whole thing down there because he sent me an email asking me certain questions about me and what we're planning on doing with the filing of that with the FBI and everything else. And I told him what our plan was, because he wanted to know if there was a timeline for what we were planning on doing. And so I kind of briefed him in on it and left my phone number so he can call me back if he has any questions. And then I told him about the show tonight. I don't know if he's going to listen tonight, but he may listen Monday. But the whole thing about it is he seems very interested in it. Plus, the thing that Gary sent out should strike a nerve with somebody in the Tallahassee Capitol, because he sent it to so many people. And also to the media. Eventually, some live wire in the media, hopefully the person in the South is going to do something, and it's going to spread across this country. And when it does, this is going to probably begin the Take Back America big time, because we the people are going to get up in arms. We have 23 million veterans, and a lot of them are active, but they're active in their own way and not necessarily associated with anything. A lot of them are probably associated with small tea parties and that. A lot of them are in the two-party system, too, members of the Democrat and Republican parties. However, when they find out that there is something really going on that's big, it's going to happen, because nowhere in this country is there more corruption than in the state of Florida, and it is all evidence at the ballot box. And also now that our illustrious idiot, and I call him the illustrious idiot because he apparently is. He was in the same position years ago with Clinton. But Attorney General Eric Holder tells the state of Florida they cannot clean the voter rolls. Whenever anybody listens to somebody on the federal end that gives them an order to not clean up the illegal aliens on the voter rolls and those who are dead off the voter rolls, when anybody says to keep them on there so that they can their names can be used by those who are corrupt and dishonest, that person is in total 1,000% violation of the Constitution. And just for that remark, the Constitution says he should be removed from office immediately. It is in the Constitution, because he does not believe in the Constitution. Just like you said, Ginsburg is telling other countries not to use our Constitution as for their country. She right. should have been removed a long time ago. Because if you do not love this country and the honest intent of the Constitution, then you don't deserve to be in any elected position or appointed position of government in these United States of America. You deserve to be nowhere. And the whole thing we have to do now is go after Eric Holder. If Congress doesn't do it, then that means we have to have enough sisu to go after Congress. Now, Sally, you and I have the sisu to go after the ballot box establishment, which leads to the corruption in the state of Florida. Looks like we're going to have to get other people to join us and get some sisu going to go after Congress. Sisu means guts and determination. Determination to restore this country to its honest intent. And the guts to go after them, because they are going to cause us problems. But that's what you and I have done. We have decided that we're going to put our sisu in front of everything because we love our country, and therefore we are using our guts and determination to bring good back to the people. A dishonest country is the worst kind of country you want to live in, and that is what Nazi Germany was. Nazi Germany is what America could become if we do not go back to the way this country was designed, with the honest intent of the Constitution, following God's word that is in the Constitution and in the founding and in our founding documents. And it is all over the buildings in Washington, D.C. And the idiots who left it off, Franklin Delano Roosevelt's Declaration of War speech, where he says, "So help us God," those are the biggest idiots in modern-day America, because they violated the history of this great country. They are the most stupid, ignorant, asinine people living in America, because I do not refer to them as Americans, because they violated history, the history that cost Americans over 450,000 brave men and women died to keep Germany from taking over America and to keep Japan from taking over America. And a group of people in the Parks Division says, "We won't put it on there because it may offend somebody." Well, they have offended me, and they have offended each and every tombstone in Arlington Cemetery by leaving off those words, "So help us God," by FDR. That should be emblazoned all over the World War II memorial at every entrance, with a plaque underneath that saying is, "Idiots left these important words off of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's Declaration of War speech." The war is the war, it is history. The Japanese people understand it, but the Japanese people are now, how would you say, remembering it from what their ancestors and their grandparents have said. We are getting along fine with our former enemies. They understand it was not them that did it. It was Hitler, Mussolini, and Tojo. And they are all gone. And I'm telling you, it's time to go ahead and teach our people why they're free, how they're free, and the cost of freedom is not free. And that should be mandatory in every school in the United States of America. But we, again, have idiots in the federal education system. Back to you, Sally.
Well, you have definitely covered a lot there, and it's all true. And I'm telling you, somehow, some way, we've got to get people together to take back this country. And we are doing that. I mean, little by little we're doing it, but, you know, we're running out of time. And for everybody that has ever gone to a Tea Party event or any kind of a protest rally where you're opposing what this government is doing to us, what it's doing, because it's our country, it's not theirs, then you have got to take action. And not just one thing. There's a lot of work to be done out here. You know, we have people who focus on different areas, and it's hard to take care of everything. But, you know, the effort we're making, Take Back America, this Memorial Day 2012, that effort to go out to the ArizonaSentinel.com and get the two documents out there, send it to Congress, demand that Congress enforce the Constitution, which means we're not going to keep having people who are ineligible to be the President of the United States.
Right.
Get them to follow the Constitution. You got to take that action and do that. With all of us working on it together, we can all do a little bit to make a difference. It can't be all done by just a few. We need everybody out there to do that. And that same demand, you have to go and take that same demand to your state level so that people at the state level, you're telling them, we do not want ineligible people on our ballot. It is our ballot. The state of Florida controls that ballot. We want only legal, legitimate candidates to be on that ballot. And we want people to have fair access to the ballot, which, of course, is why we have the FBI complaint, because we don't have fair access to the ballot, and that's what Gary's concerns were. He doesn't have fair access. We did invite Gary to come on the show tonight and talk about that, what his situation's been with the state of Florida and trying to be on the ballot. I haven't seen him call in yet, so hopefully he might be able to join us and just tell us what's happening there. But that's that effort there. Go ahead.
And also, it was brought to our attention last night on our evening show for the West Coast by someone from the ArizonaSentinel.com, and he said that Sheriff Mack, who is running for Congress in Texas, he's got a lot of sheriffs across this country who are involved in, honoring their constitutional authority. Because the sheriffs are constitutional, police officers, or constitutional law enforcement officers. They have the right to do things more so than the mayor of any city or anybody. The sheriffs have a right to go to the supervisor of elections in their county and say, you will clean the rolls of all illegal aliens and those who are the dead people who are being used and voted last time. You are to remove them from the rolls. That is the duty of the sheriffs in the county. Every sheriff across this county, there should be over 3,000 of them, should be going to their supervisor of election and saying, you go ahead and remove all of the dead people and all those who are illegal voters. If they are not citizens of the United States, they do not vote. And then, ladies and gentlemen, in order to restore our Constitution, we have an Attorney General who is in violation of it by giving that mere order, telling the governors of the states to stop cleaning the voter registrations. He has actually admitted to condoning theft, dishonesty, and corruption. Eric Holder, I hereby accuse of being a traitor to this country in regards to the ballot box. He has violated the very law that he swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States. He has violated his fiduciary responsibility to the people just by making that remark. And the fact that he has been going to this Senate hearings on Fast and Furious, the gun situation in the border, where our guns purchased in the United States of America were going into Mexico, killing Mexicans and killed our border guard. Well, he has been pussyfooting around the questions on that and avoiding them. He is involved in it, and he is trying to avoid prosecution, just like our president has failed to give us any information about who he is, where he is, when he was born, what schools he attended, all of his school records, and everything. And the media is also in collusion with the president against we the people. The major media, NBC, ABC, CBS, and the Fox affiliates. All of these people are in violation of FCC rules and regulations 99-390. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the ballot box establishment. It has gone much further than that. And I believe that the FBI has seen what is the start of this investigation, we the people versus the ballot box establishment. I believe the FBI knows, or somebody in the FBI realizes that investigation could lead them to Congress, to the President, and possibly even to the Justice Department. And if all three Justice Departments are in collusion with each other against we the people, ladies and gentlemen, we have all of them on treason to overthrow the sovereign government of America. And I'm hoping and praying, because I really believe that our Justice Department is above board, that they are still honest people, and that the majority of those who are in law enforcement are honest people, and especially the firemen, the policemen, and our military. They are all above board. They are actually statesmen. They are patriots. They love this country, and that's why they serve the people. But those in the legislative and administrative ends of it on a state and federal basis, they are all suspect as far as I'm concerned. They're suspect because of the way things are going. Walker in Wisconsin and his lieutenant governor have proved to me that he is a statesman. He loves this country and he loves the people. He is a patriot. So are the people there who voted for him again. They see where he is bringing down. Kasich in Ohio has also proved that he is a statesman, working for the good of the Ohio people. Jindal, North Carolina, and a couple of others.
We have a caller when you get a chance.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you get together and start getting some sisu, some guts and determination, and this country will get back in the order in it should be. All right. Back to you, Sally.
Okay. Let's go to John. Hey, John, how are you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm sorry I was late tonight. I forgot all about that. Apologize.
That's okay, John, as long as you don't let it happen again.
I'm usually very punctual, and I'm not like that. I just have so much going on there.
Yep.
I just had two questions, and I will let you guys go back to it. Has
Oh, no, we want you to ask more than that because I'm tired of talking.
Has anybody been in touch with the gentleman that was released from the military, Gary Stein?
I'm not aware of it.
You're not aware of who he is, or?
No. The name does not ring a bell.
Okay. I believe he was a Marine. I think I sent it to, what's his name? Bruce. I'm not sure, but I don't remember. I know Arnie knows.
Okay, what's the name again? What's the name again?
Gary Stein. He's about a 25 or 26-year-old. He had a show on Block Talk Radio the other night, and I was listening.
Oh, you mentioned it. Okay, I think you mentioned it last night. Were you on the show last night?
Yeah, I was, but I didn't mention it last night. It might have been once before that.
Okay.
But he's one of the gentlemen that started the military or the Armed Forces Tea Party.
Oh, well, we want to get in touch with that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I seem to recall something about that where they were saying he wasn't allowed to do that, say anything. You know, we understand when you're in the military, there is a certain code of conduct, whatever. But he was doing this outside of any of his military action, and they were doing something to shut down his Facebook page or something. Is that the one you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. No, they removed him from the military. He had all kinds of hearings, and they took him completely out of the military after 9 years of service, which I thought was absolutely ludicrous. Well, anyway, he's on a major crusade, kind of like we are. And he's on Facebook every single day just pounding the president. I didn't know if we could get him on board with this public demand, which is great.
Facebook him and put the email address on there where he can get in touch with you or respond to you. You know,
I believe he has it on his page. I'll try and find some info. I'll send it to you guys.
Yeah, because, you know, if you put, say, go to AmericanStatesman.org, they have an idea. an idea for you or something. Just something you're, you know, you got 140 characters to put on there, so
I will do that, sure.
And then I would, and it might take you a couple, but say, Gary, I suggest you go to this website. And I, what I do is, I, because sometimes that Twitter might be a little bit, well, Facebook's pretty good about putting websites in. So you could put our website in there and in the whole thing about the We the People. And tell them you want to get behind this and then say that, you know, we're all working together. And also I would put something in there about Arizona Sentinel. ArizonaSentinel.com. That would be, because that would put him right in with Bruce, and Bruce would then, that would network him in right in with the big people.
I will work on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
I think
that
was
his name again? Gary
Stein. He's similar to kind of like Colonel Lakin and Commander Fitzpatrick. I mean, they pretty much call him treason for the president. And these are three military men that I know of that have been removed just for speaking or trying to uphold their oath to their office.
Well,
is that the Wesley Chapel, Florida? Is that where he's from?
No, he's out in near Camp Pendleton, out in California, I believe, San Diego area.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I was trying to look him up on Facebook, and there's a couple of Gary Steins out there, so I'll have to do some more digging. But just as a kind of a suggestion on that type of thing, if you know some people that we ought to get engaged into the discussion here on Statesman, American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, please feel free to reach out to them and contact them if you can, and send me an email, and we'll set them up to be a guest. Or, you know, you're more than welcome to help share some information, and we would love
Absolutely.
To have them on the show if we can get that set up. So, so anything like that, we encourage people to get others, or have them call in on the show one night.
Yeah, right.
Whatever we can do to amplify the message, that's all we really want to do, and try and enforce it, you know.
I mean, if you give them our phone number for calling in and what time to call in, and they may just do it. Some, you know, it's going to be like about, ours is 7 o'clock. You're talking about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, their time. But the thing is they call us. Once they get hooked up, then we can turn around and start passing emails back and forth.
Yes, definitely. I'm going to work on that.
Yeah, you know, work on it. Anybody that sounds like they've got a group of people that wants to do something, because before you came on, John, we were talking at great length about this Eric Holder telling the state of Florida that they cannot clean their voter rolls.
The biggest joke I ever heard, I was watching today and I was laughing to myself at the Senate hearing, actually.
Yeah, the Senate hearing. But this is something that came over where there's instructions from Eric Holder that all the to the governor that do not clean out the voter rolls. Leave all the dead people in there and all the legal aliens or those who are not citizens.
Right.
What he has actually done is violate the honest intent of the Constitution of the United States.
Absolutely.
He has said the Constitution is designed to protect we the people.
Absolutely.
So now he has actually come up with a rule that says I am in the process of overthrowing the Constitution so that the people do not have any protection. And that's why he wants. So now I believe we have grounds to go after him.
I don't know if you guys seen our Attorney General in Florida was on Fox this afternoon.
No, I didn't see
about that. And she basically said they're totally ignoring it.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah, that's what she said. Her and the governor are ignoring what he's trying to put forth in Florida, and they're just going to continue doing what they know is right.
Okay, that's good then. All right, good, good.
Yeah, very good.
Because I know a lot of people are sending emails up to the governor. You just continue to remove those people, because I don't care if they got 50, if they got 10,000 dead people still on the voting rolls. We want them all off, and we really demand to have. We do have photo ID. But
I
now
don't
we
know
need
what
to,
the exact number is, but I thought I heard 182,000.
Yeah, that's the illegal aliens and non citizens. Yeah, that's what
that's
the estimate is. That's what the estimate is.
Now, my
voters.
Next question.
Yep.
Sorry for interrupting. My
it's
next
okay.
question is very far-reaching, but I'm an optimist and I like to dream big.
Well, go ahead.
Is there any way that maybe Bruce or Arnie or one of these guys that, or even you guys, I mean, you guys got so many contacts. Can we get someone like Governor Walker on one of these calls and let him hear what the people are saying? I mean, I know he's kind of fresh still, but, man, I'll tell you what, we need a man that has the courage that he has. And if we can get him on what the public is demanding, what our group is demanding, and make him aware of that, which he's probably gotten the notices from, you know, the emailers sending out to everybody.
Yeah.
But
well,
it's just
I'm
a
sure.
thought that popped in my head.
Right. Well, it's a good thought, and I know darn well that he's been already invited on Fox News and some of the other stations because of the big win of him staying in there.
Sure.
And I would say that, yeah, he could probably come, but I wouldn't see him doing anything until much into August myself, if he could come on.
Right.
But then this would have to be a show that was be time just perfectly, wouldn't you say, Sally, for the West and the East Coast?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, there's things we can do to try to make something that's, you know, a good as close to a good time as you can. Central time is probably still the easiest because it's in the middle, central, and that's
yeah.
the time zone is in. But, you know, there's no such thing as what I'd call the perfect time. It's just, you know, my kind of. But it would be great to have him on. Obviously, he's in big demand these days, so I'm not sure how likely it is. But, hey, I would love to have him on here.
I'm sure he's in very big demand, but I could almost guarantee you a lot of the places where he's going isn't putting forth the effort that, you know, our group is putting forth with this demand letter going all over the country. And if he's aware of that, I mean, it's a wild guess, but I would think he would want to be on board with that.
You know
well,
what I would do? Did you send him one? Snail
I
mail?
I didn't personally, no.
So how about snail mail?
Well,
not to him, no.
I mean, it would be a great idea, and if you have a chance, I mean, this, again, is one of these things. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be done and trying to have the time to do it all. But I would suggest calling his office. Or you could probably look online and find a fax machine, so you could actually probably fax a copy of the documents, too. I find sometimes
sure.
faxing them to him, they get a hard copy in front of them versus an email that gets deleted. So, you know, and just to maybe touch base and see if you can get any information.
Sure.
Oh, and the voice communication that Sally said is golden in many ways. Because
sure.
if you get through to the secretary and say, look, we have this radio show on so-and-so on a certain night, and we'd love to have the governor call us to tell us, help point us in a direction that he thinks we need to go.
Sure.
For about 5 minutes. 5 or 10 minutes, or whatever he thinks is necessary for something that he thinks would be great for the country. And
sure.
then what we can do is we can email it all over the place and set up the date way in advance to see if he can go ahead and make, and then see if he'll come on. Then that way we would have time to communicate it with the people and see what the response would be. That would be the way to do it. Go ahead, Sally.
I was going to say, there is actually one other thing, and we've talked about doing it on the show here before, but I think this would be the perfect scenario to do it in, and maybe we need to try and come up with a better plan or how we can make it work. But I think we need to start giving the American Statesman Award out. Definitely, Governor Walker definitely has earned the true meaning of American Statesman. So we gotta.
Yes,
it would be great if we can come up with something to give him an award, whether it be a small plaque or whatever we could, you know, obviously there's not a lot of money here. You know, we don't have a lot of money to spend on anything too fancy. We can't
sure.
give him a trip to we can't give him a trip to Disney World or anything like that. But if we can do something to start our own wall of the American Statesman Awards or something.
I honestly think he isn't in that position for the pay, and I'm sure he can afford whatever he needs to afford. But it's just, you know, his his way of thinking is just is exactly what we need.
Yep.
Well, yeah. Well, that's also like we've got this Byron Donald down here in Florida in District 19, a young man who is actually well versed in the Constitution. In what the needs of the people are, and he says, "No, I'm upholding the Constitution." He is almost like a Ron Paul. His attitude, because we tried when the short time that we had with him, ask him a few questions, and he was on our show, and he answered everything exceptionally well. I even threw a zinger at him, and he came back with an answer that was appropriate. But I know darn well if I ask him that same question again, it's going to be even more elaborate because it was something that I blindsided him with. But he came through it with flying colors. He did not flub it.
I know it's only a month away, but if it's at all possible, we may try and get him on for Independence Day or like an Independence Day special maybe.
They were talking about July the 5th, I think, Sally.
Yes, July the 5th, yes, we were talking about.
Are you planning it for July the 5th?
We haven't finalized anything yet. We're still working on it.
Oh, okay.
Any special guests that night or something you're working with?
On July the 5th?
Yeah.
There'd be Byron Donald, the candidate for Congress in the 19th. Because he was on our show before, and we want to bring him back.
Absolutely.
I mean, he is really... a good one. We got to get the word out once it's finalized to as many people as we can, including those in, the Arizona Sentinel.
Yeah.
Because I tell you what, the more people that get listening across country, they'll find out this guy will actually give them hope for getting somebody in their district who feels and works the same way as Byron is doing.
And the more real patriots that we get, like that gentleman you're speaking of, and if we were to get some real high-profile guy on there, and
right.
We advertise that, I bet there would be, I mean, I don't know how many people you can get on these calls. Is there a limit?
Not that we know of.
No, we don't truly have a limit. Obviously, because we have a very open dialogue, you don't want to have too many at one time, but yeah, we can have several people going at the same time, and plus the fact that we don't have any commercials and we have 2 hours, we can schedule people
sure.
A half hour block here and there and stuff like that too.
Yeah. And if Sally were to get 100 people calling in, only those would come up on the screen who press the number one.
Right.
Who want to talk. Those who don't press the number one could just sit there and listen. And also, there's people who can just access us through the blogtalkradio.com. They can just sit there and listen to it over their computer. They don't even have to call in.
And I will get with Bruce and Arnie and try and get them to maybe help me draw up a letter to him or something to send to him.
Yeah.
To see if we can get him, whenever he's available, we'll take him.
Well, the thing I would do, though, is also call the office and see when
might be
a possible time. And maybe they can give you a date saying that, just 10 minutes, we would like him to maybe help this group of people, patriots, go in the right direction on an issue that he thinks needs to be done in every state like he's doing it. He's doing it with the schools and everything else, so he's already setting a lot of stuff up there. But maybe he's got something in his agenda that would require a movement from we the people.
Absolutely.
And then we could start that in Arizona here and hopefully get it to spread up, because then all he has to do is say, yeah, that's the idea I gave him. And next thing you know, then everybody else will start jumping on it because it'll be a good idea and we'll formulate it the way he wants it.
Sure.
There's a lot of things we can do to get something going. It's just a matter of, maybe there's, like I said, maybe there is something that he knows that the state of Wisconsin needs, but he can't do it alone because he's too busy doing what he's doing. But
and we all got to start somewhere.
Well, just like with the We the People thing that Sally and I started, it's going across there. Now we've got Gary in the Jacksonville area. He's sending it to a bunch of people. And I've talked to a journalist down south who is actually looking at it, and I communicated with him today as to who I am, how old I am, and a bunch of different things, and I told him about myself. and he was asking questions as to when we were, what were our plans in regards to filing it in the federal court. And I told him what
right.
Sally and I planned on doing so that he would have at least a timeline going as far as up to the present. Because the whole thing is we're trying to see if the FBI is going to really take the bull by the horns and do what they're paid to do is investigate. And if they're going
mm-hmm.
to do the investigating, fine. If they aren't, then we've got the courts to go through. And then we'll find out if we do have a judicial system.
That's right. I didn't know if anybody has reached any of those far-reaching states like Alaska and Hawaii. I don't know anybody out that way. I didn't know if either Bruce has had anybody on his email list. I don't know anybody out in those states, but we need to include them as well, even though they're so far away.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought I had heard something about Alaska, but I won't swear to that. But, you're right. This is nationwide. And
I'm sure Ernie knows somebody there.
Oh, the thing is send it to Sarah Palin. She's got an organization up there.
That's right. That's a great idea.
She may love that We the People versus the Ballot Box Establishment.
Sure.
Just say, you were affected by this. What do you think of this for a solution, Sarah?
That's a good idea.
That's right. And I think there's a sarahpack.com. I don't know if that's still operating now, but I'm sure she's got something up there. And you could probably send it to the mayor of Wasilla.
Sure.
That would be saying you could probably pull up Wasilla and get the email addresses of Wasilla, probably get the email addresses of Anchorage, Alaska, and Fairbanks.
Sure.
And then you just go ahead and pick a bunch of people in there and send a copy of it there and say, here's what we're doing down in the lower 49. You guys want to get involved in it and really shake up the snowballs?
There you go. I wondered if we could get that, if we could get a copy of that demand letter on Facebook, because that's open to 900 million people. You know, so that would touch a lot of people real quick, whoever read it.
Well, Sally somehow got her cover letter for our We the People complaint on Facebook, didn't you, Sally?
Yeah, you can just copy it and paste it in there. You can copy it off of the website. I did do it some. I had it out there the first couple times I put it out there. That was before we were talking about the signature of sovereign citizen routine. So I actually did put it out there on the original version. And I haven't gone back out there and changed it. But all you have to do is go out there and copy it from the ArizonaSentinel.com, paste it out there. And I always put the link to the website, too. So I go ahead and include the website thing so they can go to it and get the original. And then put a note about what it's about. Demand Congress follow the Constitution and enforce, you know, and remove Barack Obama from office as an illegal president.
And I'm sure Harry,
yeah.
The guy Arnie knows, the representative up there in New Hampshire, I wonder if Bruce or anybody else besides Arnie has been in contact with him, because he's a true patriot congressman. He would love to be on this show.
Well, send him an email or call him. Call his office.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, anything like that, you know, we appreciate all the help, because
sure.
Charlie, he is retired and he has a little bit more time on his hand, but he doesn't, just the two of us can't do everything. I work full time plus do this too. So, you know, this is a patriot effort. This is not just about us. It's about everybody. It's we, not me, not Charlie. So if you're able to help us out, get some people, please feel free to do so. And, you know, we're little by little, we're trying to bring some other people in who might want to help host the show. And get more involved in it too, because it's a lot of work for two people to do. And again, we're not here for money,
And I got to give Sally credit; she does 99% of the work. I'm like the gopher. I am like the gopher. When she wants me to run somewhere, and I try to help her out that way. But
sure.
she's the one that pushes all the buttons and all this type of thing and sets it all up and all that. She has all of that technology and all. And how she does, I call her the workaholic.
Sure.
She is a workaholic, and I've actually accused her of having brooms attached to her to sweep up the floors and everything else because she's always doing something. And she turned around and I says, there was one time that something didn't get done, and she said, well, that broom must have fallen off.
That's right.
This is true.
I can only tell you.
Thank goodness I'm a workaholic, right?
I can only tell you, I'm 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week. I ain't quite as strong as Arnie. He's 24 hours a day.
Well, yeah, Arnie,
he really is.
We're really blessed because we all got in touch with each other somehow, and also we got Tina and Vicky, who are working with us in the Las Vegas area. And we have actually, when you think about it now, we've got the Tom Pastore sent us this thing on the fiduciary responsibility, which we have to research some more and try to get some cases where we can find out who's been removed from office and for what. Because if we've got a few cases like that, then that gives us some basis for an action. Because we do have...
We've got the basis for it. Yeah. I mean, when you go and look at the facts of what it all is about, we've got the facts and the support is on our side to do it. Obviously,
right.
If we can show a true case out there, a previous case, but we're probably going to be doing this for the first. I don't know if there's going to be anybody else who's done this before or not. But really, that's the other thing I was going to ask John about. This is something we're trying to get a statewide class action suit going against every elected or appointed public servant who has violated their job, who has not honored their fiduciary duties.
Right.
And because they are truly an agent. You take the oath of office, that's one piece. This is the other piece where they work as an agent for us, and their actions have been to the detriment. As the actions to the detriment, that's when we can have a class action suit. And you want to talk about making history, and I don't care who does it, we just need to do it.
Right.
Make it go after everybody who's in public office today, elected public office in Florida, who has violated their rights. So take anybody who voted for Scamrail, that right there by itself is one.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't look too far to see the thing and make it a massive class action suit against the state of Florida.
That's right. And see, the whole thing about this fiduciary thing, we get it researched a little bit more because we got it from Black's Dictionary, Black's Law Dictionary. But now I'm sure that there are other law dictionaries and also just the regular Webster's Dictionary. And go ahead.
Yeah, excuse me. Just so I went out there. You can look at the Florida Bar and see it's out there. So, I mean, all you got to do is look up fiduciary and duties, and you'll find different laws, and some of it was specific to Florida law, too. So we've got the law on our side, just whether there's the case study that we have that kind of would make it a little bit easier as our approach to it.
Right, because finally we now have the pretty well accepted format for filing a complaint. Like we have in there, the District Court of Florida, whatever it is that we have in our complaint there. And all we have to do is copy that, put us up there as plaintiffs, then put down all of the defendants. And the defendants, once we put that word, and I love this word, and Sally, I just drove Sally nuts with it, didn't I? ETAL, which means and others in the law dictionary, in the law language. So I put down there, Congressman so-and-so et al., which means every other congressman who may have been involved in that.
Man, I'll tell you guys got my mind smoking tonight. I'm just coming up with ideas left and right.
Well, how's that for karma? Because you did the same to us the other night.
Have you guys ever heard of a word called dimitude?
Dimitude?
Yes.
Yeah, diminitude. Yeah, diminitude has to do with the Muslim deal.
Correct.
If I'm not right. Yeah, I've seen that come over the website, over the email. Diminitude.
It's a go ahead.
Dimmittude, I think it is. Diminitude.
No, I believe it's dhittude. Anyway,
it's
hidden in the healthcare law.
Oh, okay.
From what I've been told, and it basically exempts all Muslims from everything.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I couldn't believe it when I read it.
Yeah. See, that law right there, that law that all of the Democrats in Congress voted for, and with Pelosi's remark that we have to vote it in before we know what's in so we can see what's in it, right there is a failure to represent we the people. What they did was they went ahead and voted for something without reading it. All bills go through Congress. All bills go through Congress. Are started in Congress. So therefore, everybody who voted for that is in violation of their constitutional duty to the people, because they are supposed to know what's in there, because they cannot properly represent the people if they do not know what they're voting for. We have proof also that Congress voted for earmarks that went to various members of Congress, which is now collusion, fraud, theft, grand theft, which are all felonies. And the latest one that I love, and Sally knows about it, and I've mentioned it on the show many times, is Congressman Kanjorski of Pennsylvania got a $10 million earmark, and Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace could not find out what they were doing with our $10 million, and the family of the congressman bankrupted that $10 million in 4 years. They built this big building, and then he tried to get another earmark to put a parking garage alongside of it in this one town near his home. Now, that to me is a total violation of trust, which is part of the fiduciary responsibility of an elected official, an agent of the people. That's where Sally and I are both coming from, right, Sally?
That's right.
And so now, see, right there, we've got the whole Congress. Now, even if they didn't vote for the thing, they were present. And if they didn't file a complaint about this Kanjorski getting money after they found out about it, the fact that it was aired 5 years ago this June on Fox News Sunday means that we have a Congress that does nothing. They did not put charges against Charlie Rangel for failing to declare his property in the Virgin Islands on Santo Domingo that he was renting out to people. That was foreign income by a sitting congressman who was involved in developing the tax laws, and he violated his own tax laws, and they did nothing. I don't give a damn if he's 90 years old. He violated it, and Congress failed to take it, so Congress failed in their duties. Their fiduciary duty to provide honest representation to we the people. That's another situation. So there's another one that we have them on. And if the lawyers of this country, the prosecuting attorneys, don't want to do anything, then we the people have to become pro se litigants or litigants of a class action suit, which in the state of Florida requires 26 people to file a class action suit. Sally and I have over 42 people who signed a petition. And we gave 42 of them to the FBI. So see, we're covered there. These are the things that we have to do. Now, I'm not a lawyer. Sally's not a lawyer. But the whole thing about it is there's a lot of people in Congress who are not lawyers, but they did do one thing that I did. But I'm upholding mine. They took an oath to uphold and protect the Constitution of the United States, as did I when I was 18 years old and entered the service July 15th, 1953. Yeah. And I hold that. I still hold that true. And I've read it. I've read that pledge again, and I still hold true to it. And I'm going to continue to hold true to it. But we have people in Congress that do not believe in it. And so those are the ones we have to go after. And if that includes the past and present presidents of the United States, so be it. We go after them too, because to me there's no statute of limitations for elected officials, because they are in a trusted position, and we trust them so much we don't know all of the dirty, rotten things that they have done. So if they violated us 20 years ago and we find out about it in right now, we're going to go after them. And we're going to go after their families, too.
As far as I understand, whenever there's fraud involved, the statute of limitations goes away.
That's right. Well, we've got Congress on fraud.
Absolutely.
We just have
Oh, go ahead.
We just have to get the guts up and get people behind us who say, all right, I love this country enough. Let's go after that fraud. Once we do it, we can fill up that empty building that's right down there in downtown, right in the D.C., not too far from the Washington Monument that's completely empty, as was John Micah was showing us. We could take over that building there and go in there and clean up all of the wrongs of Congress and then incarcerate those who filed those bills.
Sure.
I mean, who made those bills or who authorized those bills, who signed on to the bills. If there's one bit of corruption in it, we slap their butts in jail, and we can find honest people in there, even if we have to resort to putting our military there to make sure nobody runs away with this country.
That's right. I don't know if I made you guys aware of it or if you've seen it on that ObamaBallotChallenge.com site. Back on April 21st is the first time they had a public meeting down in Naples, Florida. But Mr. Klayman, who's representing one of the gentlemen that was at that meeting, called in. And he said he plans in Ocala, Florida, which is up in your guys' neck of the woods, he plans to assemble a grand jury there. And I don't know if you guys heard him say that, if you listened to the video on that, if you kind of scroll back.
No, I didn't hear that, no.
But he said he personally plans on assembling the grand jury in Ocala, Florida, because it's a very centralized location.
It is, yeah.
He said he's going to do whatever he can in his power to stop this man because he knows he's destroying our country.
Oh, he is going to be in, what is it?
Tallahassee.
In Leon County on the 18th of June, I think it is.
Yes,
or the 12th
from Monday.
Of June. 12th or the 8th, a week from Monday. Yeah, and he's going to be talking to a judge about keeping Obama off the ballot in the state of Florida.
Correct. He's already had the Secretary of State in deposition of Florida, Ken Dentzer.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure he chewed him apart in that. But the judges basically agreed with him that a sitting president, must have two natural-born parents. So I don't foresee him not being successful. I mean, if the judge has already agreed to get it into discovery mode, and he's already agreed to get the Secretary of State on deposition, I think it's going to be history in the making myself.
Right. Well, also, there's one thing, too, that the Secretary of State of any state can declare President Obama ineligible to be on the ballot because of the lack of proof. Even if they come up with a real thing now, they can say, you should have shown that back in 2008 when we asked for it at the beginning. Before you even ran for office, you should have provided us with that. Not now, three and a half years later.
It's the Secretary of State's fiduciary duty to do that.
Right. And see, that's another one.
And none of them are doing it.
So that is another perfect grounds for us to take action in each state against the Secretary of State, thus taking all of their payback and all of their profits, whatever they make while they are sitting in that position. And that's what we need to do.
All their assets should be seized.
Right.
Pending an investigation.
That's right. And I'm saying, and then if the sheriff's department doesn't want to do anything when we ask them to, then we can go ahead and say, all right, sheriff, with your deputies, we're going to file this with your deputies and put you in prison.
That's right.
Because the whole thing is, it comes down to, according to the 10th Amendment, we the people. The very first words of the Constitution says, we the people.
And there's a lot of people out there that don't realize that the sheriff is the highest elected law enforcement man in the country.
And yeah, in the state, yeah, in each state.
In each state, correct.
In each county. In each county.
And we got about 3,000 sheriffs, but we only got about maybe a 100 or 100 and a quarter on board. So, I mean, there's
about
only, what, maybe 5%?
I heard there was about 250 that went to Sheriff Mack's thing in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. So that's good. We're almost at 10%.
Yeah, I heard 250, but then a lot of that is because of lack of communication.
Sure.
And there are also some counties that have sheriffs, but they are not the highest-ranking law enforcement officer because it could be unincorporated or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. There's these little things going. But the whole thing about this fiduciary responsibility is the Secretary of State is doing it for the protection of the people in the ballot box. And that's where when Sally and I filed this thing, and we saw what the Republican Party did and the legislators did to benefit the Republican Party and the Democrat Party in 99-092. Whew.
It's unreal,
right,
isn't
Sally?
It?
Huh?
That's right.
It's unreal.
It's unreal. They actually gave them the right to take approximately 66% of the filing fees of a candidate who is not the chosen one of the party. To operate so that they could operate the election process. That's
sure.
That's a toll tax, a troll tax, and a poll tax. That's every type of tax, illegal tax possible, that was perpetrated on those who wanted to run for office to serve their country. You don't pay anything to run. You don't pay anything to become a member of the military. And you're willing to give your life for this country. Why do they charge you $10,440 in the state of Florida to serve the people of the United States?
That is
asinine to the nth degree.
It's supposed to be affordable.
Affordable, yeah. I would say
especially
no more.
When you can run for president and only cost $1,000.
It's a lot more than that, is what I heard.
Well, according to what I heard, all they had to do was sign the documents and pay the fee of $1,000, and they could be, they can register. Now, senator is a lot more. Pardon me?
Well, yeah, the senator is like, what's it cost in your state?
Well, I'm in Florida like you guys. I don't know.
Okay,
I know Orly Page, it costs her $10,000.
Okay, in Orlando. Okay, in the state of Florida, which we are in, it costs $10,440 if you belong to a party. If you don't belong to a party like Sally and I, no party affiliate, $6,760. It costs $9,000 if you want to be the tax collector in Orange County.
Oh, my God.
It costs $5,600 in 2006 if you wanted to run against the mayor, the incumbent mayor, who was the chosen one of the Republican Party.
I can tell you in the city where I live, in the county actually, I have a friend who wants to run for county commission because he's already a councilman.
Uh-huh.
He said it's $7,000 filing fee.
Why?
I have no idea.
Ask him why. Well, then go find out. All you have to do is take a look. Yeah, go ahead.
Some of these numbers they come up with as a percentage, either 6% or 3% of whatever the salary is. That's what they do on some of them. It's not all of them. So,
right.
I mean, these numbers, if they pull these numbers out of a hat, it's total corruption of the election process. There's nothing else
sure
you can say about it. Yeah.
It is, it is discrimination.
Yes,
John.
It is, because not everybody can afford that.
That's right. They are discriminating against the low-income people and... I mean, like Sal.
Middle-class people.
I'm retired, huh?
Low income and middle class. How can anyone afford $5,000 to $10,000 to run for an office?
That's right. And the thing is they've also are in collusion with the media, because Republican Party, Democrat Party pay the media big blocks of money to handle their candidates. So that when the Green Party, Reform Party, or anybody else comes up there, their charges are a lot higher because they can't afford as much. But those are our airwaves that they're using, so it should be, they are supposed to be giving equal information to we the people so we can make the right decision. But they aren't, because they are so, how would you say, owing to the Republican-Democrat Party. In other words, they're bribed. You cover what we say you cover, and you don't let these other ones get in there so much, and it could just be the word of mouth to the station manager or to the owners, and you take care of us, and we'll take care of you. Don't let anybody else get in there too much. And so it's one of those bribes without being a bribe. It's a word-of-mouth type of thing.
Sure.
And that is all prevails all around Florida, especially even with our new governor. I really respected this guy when he first got in because I thought he was going to do something good, and then he got involved with MICA. And then he went ahead and said no on the bullet train, which was a good idea. But then he said yes on a 60-mile commuter rail that we the people said no to. And also the legislators voted for it. Why? Because they got money because they got decent money from the potential builders. And then MICA goes to, it was reported in the paper that MICA went to Scott and says, well, I'm just going to hold off on deciding where the money's going to go for for the port of Miami.
Uh-huh.
Until I hear from you or whatever, and he, you know, whatever he said. So then Scott went ahead and approved the rail system that Mike has been pushing
called
for.
Called extortion.
It's called extortion. Extortion verbally to benefit Micah, to benefit Micah's friends at CSX who donated over $70,000 to him since he's been in office.
Sure.
It's a money game. It's a money game, and if the Supreme Court of the United States believes that there's no corruption at the ballot box or through campaign finances, then every one of those who doesn't believe that there's bribery or a chance of bribery needs to be taken off that court, because
absolutely,
they can also be removed from the court for bad behavior. And bad behavior is voting prayer out of school.
No doubt.
That is because we the people are a religious people. And we're a religious people, but now because of the Supreme Court and ruling on that for one person, I believe that they're responsible for Columbine and everything else that's going wrong in this country because God has not been allowed in the schools.
Absolutely.
And I blame them. I blame any official who caters to the ACLU because this country is a Judeo-Christian heritage. And if President Obama doesn't like it, he can move back to Hawaii.
Or Kenya. I'm right there with you.
Oh, I noticed that. You're right on the ball. All right, Sally.
Got any more callers? Bring them on.
Hey, right now we're doing just fine. Now, Doreen's out there, but she's being quiet, so she hasn't... She hasn't put her hand up to speak yet.
I have never known a day for Doreen to keep her mouth shut.
Oh, well, there she goes.
I knew it.
Beautiful.
I knew that would get her. I knew something was going to get her to click on.
You're so bad. Hi, y'all.
Hi there.
Hey.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm just sitting here loving everything y'all are doing, and I'm going, I wish there was six of me. I need to do the fiduciary thing, and I need to do the file the things with the FCC, and I need to, oh, crap, I can't even list everything I need to do. But anyway, it'll get done sooner or later. But I'm going after Perry. You know, he put in a toll road down here, and everybody told him we didn't want it. And he put that damn thing in anyway, sold our land off to Spain.
Yep.
And a company out of Spain is out here doing all the work and everything. The state has no control over the tolls that are being passed. It's so expensive, nobody will drive the thing. And guess what they're trying to do? They just had a big thing on the news last night. To make the drivers on highway toll road 130 happy, they're going to post a speed limit of 85 miles an hour.
Oh, geez, I'm telling you.
To try and drive on it.
Now, you know, a lot of it's all electronic e-pass kind of stuff. I don't know, but I know there are some places where you have a toll booth. And, if you know, when you have a toll booth 85 miles an hour, yeah, just wait and see how many people get killed there.
Well,
there's
nobody driving it because tolls are so expensive. I mean, it is ridiculous. I drove it one time, and everybody that ever mentions anything about driving on, I tell them, you just keep your butt off there. Your billfold can't afford it.
Right.
Got a question now. Where does that toll road go from and to?
From Austin down to the valley.
Down to the valley?
Which is down towards Mexico. Yeah, it's supposed to be one of those highways that's going to help with the evacuation.
I
don't know if they're going to charge them to evacuate or not.
This
was part of that super highway, too. This was that North American.
No. The
Dirty Prosperity.
81 was supposed to be part of that, and we shut that down.
Well, that shut down?
We shut that down in San Antonio. But, and that was because what they wanted to do was put a toll road on a state highway that our tax dollars had already paid for. And we can get him for Houston because they did the same silly thing in Houston. But they wouldn't have put it in Houston. They took part of the toll road, the highway that we had already paid money for, Interstate 10, and put a blooming toll road in the middle of it.
Okay.
Can I possibly interrupt for a minute?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry. I wasn't sure if you guys were aware at the most recent Bilderberg meeting that Rick Perry and Mitch Daniels were attendees there. I didn't know if you guys had heard that.
That didn't surprise me.
Yep. I was hearing it from Alex Jones.
He's the biggest snake in the grass that ever came out of Texas. I'll tell you what, he beats any other snake we got.
You mean Perry?
Is that right?
Perry, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's supposed to be such a highly religious gentleman. Well, I'm going to tell you what he is. He's a lying dog. He will look you in your face and smile and show you those dimples and those blue eyes of his and stab you in the back and twist it at the same time.
But guess what happens?
What?
God knows what kind of person he is, and vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. That's just the way I look at it.
True, he tried using the Lord to get him to put him on the silly ballot.
Mm-hmm. Got a question now on that. Did the taxpayers pay for that toll road?
Yeah, we paid for the toll road. Well, wait.
Yeah, the
one are you talking about?
Just so you know.
Which one are you talking about?
The one they sold to Spain.
No, what Perry did was he got the land, forced the ranchers, farmers, and people to have to sell their land to this Spanish company, the company out of Spain. And the company out of Spain is building it. That toll road does not belong to the state of Texas.
What Perry did a while back, this trans corridor thing, he was taking all the freeways that were already there, converting them into toll roads. He's converted a lot of the existing U.S. highways that were there in Texas, converting them over, selling them off to Centra, the public-private partnership garbage, everything to do with Agenda 21, Bilderberg. That's what Rick Perry is, and he's been part of that mess from the whole time. And I was there. I was actually in Austin, Texas, when they were having one of their summits, and I got interviewed by one of the local stations telling them, well, I already can tell you what happens when all your roads are toll roads, because that's what we have here in Florida. But and they did finally pass legislation that he could not go and sell off the toll roads without there being some kind of public referendum or something. It was just a mess. Like, literally taking the freeways that were already there, that had been paid off for years, built years ago, and converted them to toll roads.
Exactly. He was trying to do that with Highway 281. And 281 ties into Interstate 37 that runs south to the border. And he was trying to tie it in and run straight up to Canada.
Well, you know, I would say that you could research him and get him on that fiduciary responsibility of violating the trust of the people by doing this stuff behind their backs.
Oh, yeah, him and all them Mexicans up there that voted for this with him. Oh, yes, sir, I know that.
I mean, and I'm sure that when you find out that he probably pocketed a lot of money because
He did. He made money off of selling that land.
Okay, he owned some of that land?
I know he got paid off for some of it. I know he did.
Sure.
Okay. All right. If they shortchanged the ranchers and gave some of that money to him, that is fraud. That is bribe. That is that's jail time.
Oh yeah, you know they used eminent domain.
You know they
used it.
I got a suggestion for you, Doreen. Go into the We the People versus the ballot box. Pull it up. And go to the page 6 or 7 where we got the court for state of Florida.
Right.
Put that in your word deal and then change it. Change it to whatever it says in the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And just follow that format in there. And then right at the bottom, start your complaint about where the violations are and take a look at this thing and say, we the people, we're not advised of this. And then get yourself a bunch of people to sign a petition like Sally made up.
Yep.
And get enough to cover a class action suit according to Texas deals, but make sure you get enough to cover a federal lawsuit.
Right.
And then haul that thing down to the FBI office and say, we want this investigated because here's what our accusation is, but we can't get as much information you can through the computer.
Right.
For official documents and that.
Right.
And then take it to them and say, okay, we want you to investigate this. And then if they don't do it, then all of a sudden now you've got something else where you took it there, they did nothing. Now you can feel free to go over to the federal court and say, look, we tried to get the FBI to do this. They did nothing. So now we're coming to the court because we the people are ticked.
Right.
And if the court doesn't do it,
I've been listening. I had my ear peeled while you were talking.
Oh, good.
I will do that.
Because if you do something like that with a bunch of people, that's complaint number 2. We the people going after.
Well, that's like he's had an Islamic radical up there in Austin running up and down the halls in our state capitol, and the guy got arrested here a few months ago because he was radical they were looking for.
Uh-huh.
But he's allowing all this crap to go on in the schools. He knows this is going on with the Muslims and everything. They're teaching this Islamic law in our schools. He knows about it.
Okay, the law.
Yeah.
Sharia is law.
Sharia.
Sharia is law. It's not. You don't use Sharia and law together because Sharia is the law.
Well, but that's the way it's written, Sharia law.
Yeah, I know. That's law.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And that's how they managed to get into the schools.
Right. And that
they're saying, you're not teaching anything about religion. You're just teaching the Islamic law, which is a bunch of bull hockey.
That's right. that's why they bow their heads to Mecca every morning, right?
Because exactly.
Because it's not the law.
It's
not the law.
Right.
It's a religion, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So anyway, like I said, I wish there was 26 of me.
Same here.
I know. Y'all are working so hard. I'm so proud. You've done such a good job on everything you're doing.
Well, Sally is the one that really does the work. I'm like I said, I'm the gopher.
You have company because right now that's how I feel. I'm a gopher. I'm helping my brother who is very sick right now. He's tying my time up so bad. But that's what I do. I go for.
That's right. And but Sally and I just seem to click on and do these things somehow together. I mean, many, many frustrating moments for Sally working with me. I know that. And likewise, too. But, I don't belabor myself about it. I just let it go in one ear and out the other.
Well, you know what always helps is as long as you're both on the same page. You may not speak the same language.
Yeah.
You're both working towards the same goal.
That's it. That's right. I think I'm sure that she's got some holes in her wall, but she hasn't showed it to me yet where she pounded her head when I left it. I think she might be renovating her house.
It's more to do with the bald spots on my head from pulling my hair out.
That's right.
But hey, there's
at least you got hair to pull out. I go to Fire on Friday at Blog Talk Radio Tea Party, and my hair's all singed off. I don't have any left.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a saying that if two partners always agree, then one of them isn't necessary.
That's
so,
right.
So, you know, this going back and forth, it helps come up with the best solution, which is exactly why it took us 10 months to get that complaint done up. But it came up, we came up with something really good because we kept going back and forth and debating it and working it out.
Well, that's the only way to do it, though, because if you don't, if you do it in a hurry,
yeah.
And this is how attorneys do things. They have someone's, if you're working for a big law firm, they've got someone else's nose stuck in the books for a change.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, we
and
didn't
they're
have
all gaining all the glory while they got somebody else doing all the gopher work. And then you've got a secretary in there that pushes a button and types all this crap out. So,
right.
But that's how you do it, to make sure you don't miss anything. You crossed your T's and dot your I's.
Oh, we did that many times that we went back and I'd go home and I'd look at the thing, and just as soon as I got home, I said, well, I'm going to proofread it tonight. And I'd proofread it, and by George, boom, boom, boom. There's a couple, well, Sally, I hate to tell you this, but she says, okay, I'll look at it when I get a chance. And this is after she's had her head buried in that computer of hers for a long time. But we actually worked on this more than the 10 months. Actually, we've been talking about this for quite a long time, since 2006 and before that. We would talk about it every so often about we have to do something about it because this ballot box is absolutely atrocious. And she had the experience, I had the experience, and then we kept watching other people with the same experience. And then we finally said, now's the timing, now we can prove it. And by George, we did. And then when we came up with that evidence that we have, so help me God, we are going to do something about it. And I'm pretty sure that I feel confident that the law is going to be on our side, on the side of we the people.
That's right.
Yes.
Can I chime in for a second?
Sure.
I sent you and Sally an email a little while ago. I just got it from Sheriff Mack.
Uh-huh.
About the next show that's taking place at 9 o'clock. They're going to have a guy on there talking about how to deal with this runaway Congress. And I didn't know if you guys were going to participate in that, but I just thought I'd send it to you.
9 o'clock okay. When? Tonight?
10 more minutes, 15 minutes, yeah.
Oh, can you give me that verbally so I can call in?
Yeah, I sent it to your email. Let me get I'm not in front of my computer, but I'll get it.
Yeah, because I'm not logged in right now, and I want to be able to do it right now. I don't want to have to go back there and mess with it, so I'll just call
okay,
in.
Okay, I got the number because I put it in my phone already. 347.
347.
884.
9499. 9499.
I think the gentleman is from the Goldwater Institute or something like that.
Okay.
And if you go on the Block Talk site, I think you can see it.
Okay,
he's going
one
to talk about Article 5 of the Constitution.
Okay, 1-347-884-9499.
Correct. And Article 5 has to do with the Constitution being altered or amended. And
yeah, okay.
That's
I got a question. Is there? Do we press 1 to talk?
Yeah, I believe it's all the same.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
that's
going to
be Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah?
That's going to be the same as your show, Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just the next show after us.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know. You going to call,
when
Sally?
Did you send the, when did you send the email, John?
A little while ago. I checked the time here in a few minutes.
Okay, what was
I
the
name
of the line?
Sorry?
What's the subject line? I'm going through my email right now trying to find it. Remedies for America?
That's it.
Okay. Okay, I'm opening it just to make sure I've got it here. Okay, and then that comes on right after this. Okay, Goldwater Institute, okay. Okay.
We definitely need remedies for America.
Yep.
Well, there was a reason I was calling in, too, because I got an email from We the People. Maybe I saw it today. New documentation finally proves what we have known. Obama was a member of the Marxist New Party.
Yes.
Did y'all see that?
No.
They have proof. They have where he signed a contract in 2008 with them.
2008?
Yep.
Yep.
Signed it with who? With the Marxist?
Yes.
Glenn
and
Beck,
they have a picture of him
place.
When he was on the front of one of their, in 1996, he joined the New Party. And this is the same year he appeared on the cover of the group's pamphlet, which can be seen here. And there he is in black and white.
Yep.
And then in 2008, he joined what? Which party?
He signed a contract with them. That he
that
would,
was all on Glenn Beck Radio today.
Yeah.
And the new party is?
They're a Marxist group.
They're a Marxist
yep.
group.
Yeah.
So
he signed the new party candidate contract and requested an endorsement from the new party. He also joined the new party.
And he was running for Congress in 2008 when he did this.
I believe so.
I believe
well, no, he was running for president then.
He was running for president, yeah.
What I'm saying, he was a member of the Senate. Of Congress.
Yes.
He was a member of he was a Senate member.
Right.
Yes.
He was a member of the Senate and he is a Marxist. He joins the Marxist Party and he was a Republican joining the Marxist Party, which he does have a right to do in the state in
he's
the country.
He's a Democrat.
Democrat.
He's a Democrat, right. And
true.
But he joined a subversive party though. One that is Marxist, which is German, which is Hitler.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It all amounts to the same thing.
And we had how many people die in Europe because of Hitler?
Mm-hmm. Thousands.
Thousands. He
well,
is.
I mean, that's why he's teamed up with the UN.
That's right.
That's why he told what's-his-face after he got reelected and cried his crocodile tears and everything. Just give me time after I get reelected. We'll take care of the missile problem.
I'm wondering if we should start making plans for like in August or something when Congress is in session. Of saying let's go to Washington.
I think so.
I mean, really. I mean, let's do a like the 9/12 situation?
Exactly.
The Glenn Beck 828, Martin Luther King Day?
Well, I can tell you what. There's members of the Tea Party, not all Tea Party members. A lot of them are only worried about rallies and taxes. There are some of us that want to see something happen. We're tired of this crap.
Well,
and
we're working on it.
There's plenty of people across the world that's waiting for someone to say, let's go.
Well, Sally and I file that lawsuit. Once that lawsuit gets processed and we decide to put it in court, I think that's going to open up a lot of venues. But we need to get the one that you're talking about to go after Perry, and we need to get maybe 10 other deals too, and finally say that, no, we've had it. We're taking you to court. We're going to slap your butt. You see, we have 536 members in Congress. A lot of something now maybe 10% of them are okay. But you know,
you
I think
give them 10% that much credit?
Well,
yeah.
Wouldn't that be
40? No, there's not 40 of them up there worth keeping.
I know it, but I'm trying to be nice.
I'm not nice.
This is not the politically correct zone.
No, ma'am. When the day they said that word, I said, up your butt.
Well, I would like to see Sheriff Arpaio, even if it's not in his jurisdiction, to start building a tent city right along the border so we can close it. A tent prison. We'll call
Build it up. Oh, well, he'll have to do it in Arizona, huh?
Yeah, Arizona, because he's in Arizona. He's in Maricopa County, but I'm pretty sure
he's in. I was going to tell him to come to San Antonio.
Well, you
could
do one there, too.
We could fill that up quick.
You could do one there, too, right along the border. That we can fill it with politicians, which that word means 2.5 times worse than any, all the four-letter words put together.
And they don't get to just wear pink. It has to be shocking pink.
Oh, shocking pink and, you know, and the comfortable canvas style.
So when you turn out the lights at night, it will vibrate pink.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we attended one of the events where Sheriff Arpaio was there, and he was selling his pink boxing shorts. So I picked a pair of those up. So, yeah, I can tell you, they're definitely blinding pink.
Yep. But I'm just saying that would be perfect because I'll tell you what, he actually joined a Marxist theater, and that was not disclosed to us at the time.
No, it wasn't.
Then I wonder why it wasn't disclosed by the Democrat Party leaders.
Because they all are part of it, too.
Well, I tell you what.
Excuse me, Charlie. Excuse
yep,
me. Well,
go ahead.
We need to find out why we didn't have it disclosed by the media, which is part
right.
of the complaint we have. But more importantly is we are getting down to 5 minutes. So I want to say one thing real quick, and then we can get back to that. Bruce Olson, he's going to be on the show this coming Wednesday. He was on the show last night. He's going to be a guest on the Tucson Talk Radio show with Joe Dreyfus. And the channel is KVOI. And you can go out to KVOI.com, and he's going to be talking about the property rights and some of the other things. He was talking to us about it last night, and I told him I would go ahead and make an announcement tonight. And the actual call-in number to that show is 520-790-2040. That's 520-790-2040. The host is Joe Dreyfus.
And
Bruce Olson's going to be his guest on Sunday. I'm sorry, what's that?
Sunday.
Bruce Olson's going to be a guest on the Sunday talk show. It's 5 p.m. Pacific time, and the station is KVOI. You can go to KVOI.com to listen to it through the internet. Okay, and like I say, we're down to 4 minutes right now. Charlie, continue. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I am planning on going to the next radio talk show, blog talk radio show. So God bless America. God bless our troops. And ladies and gentlemen, go to AmericanStatesman.org, pull up the complaint, and get involved. It's your country, and it's time to start making plans to make sure that Congress does what's supposed to be done for we the people. Make sure your elected officials do it in your location. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, we want this to be a peaceful change in our government. We do not want to make it a bloody war. We want to do everything constitutionally correct, and we want to clean up the corruption. God bless America. See you all. Bye-bye.
Charlie?
Good night.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just in the process of sending you the link about the story that Doreen was just talking about.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. For the
You're welcome. You guys have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Night, Doreen. See you at the other one.
Yep. I'm going to be going over there, too, in just a minute.
Okey-dokey.
And Doreen, in the chat room, I've sent you a bunch of links.
I got
stuff
them.
That I've been doing fighting the toll roads, including Texas. So I sent those to you out there in the chat room. And, okay, let's go ahead and wrap it up, and then we're going to switch over to this other show that's going to be talking about the problems we're facing today. And thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate it. And tune in on Monday. I don't know what we're going to talk about on Monday yet. I haven't gotten that far. I haven't thought about it yet, but we will be here. And, as always, may God bless the USA. And good night. Good night, Doreen.
Good night.